I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a good Saturday morning and also a very happy new year. We have made it the year 2022. Welcome aboard. You found the Outdoor Show. Glad to have you with us as we start show number one for the year 2022. And boy, we've got a good lineup for you coming up. We made a quail hunt this week with Captain Mike Gallo. He put the fishing pole down and grabbed the shotgun. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. Also got some good news if you're a Louisiana deer hunter. The chronic wasting disease testing results are in, and some very good news. Also, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission will be meeting this Thursday. A couple of items on the agenda I'd like to talk about. One about the modification of that ROLP, your offshore landing permit, and also an update on the flounder regulation changes from 2021, the legislative session, and what that might be. Also got some live fishing reports from our field staff to kick off this new year. Also, we welcome your live reports, your comments, your questions. You can text them to us at 504-260-1870. And this is a very special show in that once a year, we select some of the baddest of the bad boys. We give you their resumes and ask you to vote for yours. Which one do you think is the baddest of the bad? And that's what we're doing this morning. So keep that text number handy at 504-260-1870. I'll run them down real quick for you. And you can vote by these, by the name of the case, the person's name, or the actual number. Bad boy number one, the case of the cop gone bad. Earlier this deer season, 28-year-old Javaria Pouncey, he's a cachotter, at least was, a Louisiana police officer, used his patrol car, plus took three unlicensed men. One of them was a convicted felon with a firearm on a night hunting trip. The result, they killed an 8-point, a spike buck, were caught, and this is generating thousands of dollars in fines and jail time. That's bad boy number one, the bad cop. Bad boy number two, the case of the juvenile delinquent deer slayers. Now, because of their ages, these four youths, their identities are protected by law, even though they committed 119, count them, wildlife violations over three seasons in Indiana and Illinois. They were slaughtering multiple deer from trucks at night with spotlights, running over the deer, stabbing and kicking some of the animals to death. Bad boys number two, the juvenile delinquent deer slayers. Bad boy case number three, case of the turtle napper. 25-year-old Kang Juntao of Hangzhou City, China, financed a nationwide ring of smugglers. He had five protected species, at least 1,500 protected turtles, and he put them in socks to prevent injury. They were valued at more than $2.25 million. Sending him from the United States to Hong Kong, the court ordered Kang to 38 months in prison and gave him the highest possible fine. The only thing they could find him with was the money he laundered in the United States and not in his home of China, and that was $10,000. Bad boy number three, case of the turtle napper. And finally, bad boy number four, the case of the Big Chief Creep. 57-year-old Gene Ortner of Quapaw, Oklahoma, was posing as an Indian spiritual counselor and found guilty of sexual abuse of three minor female children in Indian country. Plus, he was possessing golden and bald eagle parts, described by the U.S. attorney who prosecuted him as a wolf in sheep's clothing. He has been sentenced to life in prison and a $100,000 fine. So there you have them. One, two, three, and four. We'll mention them again throughout the program. Text in your vote. Who do you think should earn the title of the baddest of the bad boys for the year 2021. All right, we come back after this. Robbie Campo joins us. He's down at Shell Beach, even though Campo's is closed. He's got a fishing report for you, and you can also use the back down ramp if you're planning on starting your year off with a fishing trip. Back with more right after this. You are listening to the 2022 first show of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, we have no doubt had some very warm winter weather up to this point. Supposedly that's going to change, and they're predicting a lot of rain, but I don't really see it on the radar. It's north of us, but they're still saying it's going to be coming. And the temperatures will drop, but it's kind of muggy out there. There is a fog advisory out, depending on your area. You can expect offshore 3 to 5 foot seas today. South winds kicking up 20 to 25 knots. And on the inside, south winds 15 to 20 with a light chop, more conducive to duck hunting if you're lucky enough to have a few ducks in your spot than it is for fishing. But you got a window to get out there and fish if you want to stay out of that wind and try to find some clean water. We have some people that help you try to catch them. One of them is Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marine in Shell Beach, which is taking the day off of the New Year's. But Robbie's here to give you the report if you're going to be headed out this weekend. Robbie, thanks for being with us, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Don. We're going to bring in, 22, and let's say tomorrow we're going to be back at it full force again. Earlier this week, Don, and up until yesterday, man, they caught plenty of fish right real close, you know, with the eyesight of the marina. From Duluth Canal going up channel to the old pipeline or the bus cut, I mean, they caught fish just right, you know, within eyesight of the marina. So you don't have to really go far. To put the fish in the boat, but I'm standing outside of my house this morning over here in Miro, and it looks like we got a southwest wind blowing about 15 miles an hour, and I'm sure that's the same thing down at Shell Beach. But the clouds look really low, and I don't know if that's rain or if that's going to set in as fog or whatever. But whatever it's going to be, I don't think fall is going to set in with a wind blowing this hard, but hey, it might. I don't know. But I tell you what, if today's your day to fish and you want to go down there, and our back down ramps are open, and our kayakers, as you know, we don't charge for those guys. We just let them put their kayaks in for free. You're more than welcome to use that today. And again, like I said, we'll be back there tomorrow and business as usual, through 2022.
Yeah, we're looking like we're finally going to get some real wintertime temperatures, but, man, you got to say, man, the fish have been really active. Things are going to change, and, probably time to slow down the baits and, fish some of those consistent wintertime spots like back up in the Biloxi Marsh in the interior. Robbie, have you had any success from duck hunters? I ran into a guy this week that's a religious hunter of the Biloxi Marsh, and he said it's been a real bust this year down there.
I tell you, Don, I don't really know what's going on with the duck hunting, and it's I guess it's a combination of a bunch of things, whether they're short-stopping or, I hear a lot of duck hunters complaining about that, or if it's just no ducks. But the people that I talk to, with Ducks Unlimited and the people with Delta Waterfowl, both say that there was a you know, the hatch was, you know, had a big drought up in the Dakotas this year and up into Canada, so they didn't have the amount of ducks hatch. But, you know, I don't really know, but, man, down home, hardly any ducks at all. Bussy Marsh has been spotty. I got a couple friends of mine that did kill some teal ducks over behind the Carnarvon area back there. But, you know, they usually always have some teal in that area for some reason. But it's been a really, really, really tough year for ducks. And it has been for the last, actually, 3 or 4 years, you know. And it's just, and I think it's just a decline, and it's getting worse and worse all the time.
Well, what I'm putting together, we are going to be doing a Ducks in Crisis one-hour special on this program in February. After the duck season goes by and it's still fresh in everyone's mind, I've got three very knowledgeable people, two retired waterfowl researchers, and a professional charter guide that have been keeping tabs on this. And there's no one reason. You're right. There's a lot of reasons for the decline. There is definitely a decline. Some people are ignoring that there is a decline. And I guess the whole theory behind this is going to be, yeah, there's some things that we can't control, but there's a lot of things we can, and we're simply not doing it. Like too long of seasons, you know, too many bag limits for what the population is. And really, is this a population count even accurate? But one thing we do know, that waterfowl in hunting in Louisiana, Arkansas for that matter, even Texas and Mississippi, is not what it has been. And hopefully we can turn it around and bring some of that back, because it would be a real shame to really lose it. And, I mean, right now, I mean, there's so many people that are just threatening to get out of it and never come back to it. And that's the wrong, because the less people in the sport, the less money to manage it, the less money to enhance the habitat, and it'll go away even quicker. So we're going to try to get to the bottom of it and see what it is, have people weigh in, and maybe get something going as far as changing these regulations. We might have to suck it up, you know, cut the limits back, cut the number of days back, give these ducks a chance, because they have been under a lot of stress for a long time, and the results are showing. This may be the worst duck season we've ever had in Louisiana as far as my lifetime.
Well, you know, Don, it all goes back to this, and it's habitat, and it's where, you know, I think if you got a drought going on up there, like you had, you know, this past year here, when they went back, you know, when they went back up in 2021, and they go to hatch, and if you do have some kind of drought there, and look, I don't know if there's a drought in the Dakotas. We're in Louisiana. You know what I mean? I'm from Louisiana. We probably had 30 inches of rain. You know what I mean? they probably, if they had a drought up there, you know, something's going on, you know. So that part of Saskatchewan whatever it is right above the Dakotas right there, I believe that's Saskatchewan. They had, you know, a really tough time, getting ducks to hatch. I mean, it was, and look, and I've talked to, and this is two different organizations said the same thing, saying, you know, about the ducks being, you know, not being able to hatch because of droughts. Something is definitely going on, but, you know, it's, I don't know if shortening the season will help it. I don't know what will help it, but something has definitely got to be done. It's kind of like, you know, wanting to change this limit with speckled trout. I think, we're gonna, you know, that story goes for another time, I know, but I think if we go to a 15 and a 13 and a half size limit, I think we're gonna, you know, if we went to 15 and kept it at 12, I think we're gonna kill more fish at 13 and a half. We're gonna, you know, because that's the many more we got to handle. So it, you know, there's all kinds of things that have to be talked about this year that really needs to be done, Don, and you know, as long as, you know, we can put our heads together and come up with something, I guess that'll be great.
Got it. Robbie, just to be clear, on the marina, back down and kayak is open, but no services there as far as bait sales or anything like that. But you guys will be back open tomorrow if somebody wants to come down tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We will be back there tomorrow. And like I said, today's your day to fish and hook the left, go down there. And, hey, man, you're welcome to the back down ramps today. And kayakers, you know, we don't charge for kayakers, and they're more welcome to use it. You know, just like the back, you know, if guys want to back their boats in. So, but we will be there tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, and we'll be back at it as usual.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate your reports always, and have a great New Year celebration.
You too, Don, and let's bring this year in with a bang, and I love my customers, and I'll see y'all soon.
All righty. Robbie Campo down at Shell Beach at Campo's Marina. All right, I'm getting some votes in for the baddest of the bad. You got to vote yours in. Got four cases that we covered this year in 2020, at least last year now, and we're asking you, which one do you think deserves the title of the baddest of the bad? I'll be back with some of those comments, talk about the chronic wasting disease testing in Louisiana. And by the way, snapper season, it is over in Louisiana till the next season is set, and we'll give you some more info on that. All that's coming up right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, starting off a brand new year of outdoor shows. Thanks for tuning us in this morning. We're voting for the, at least you are, voting for the baddest of the bad boys. I'll run down those for you once again very shortly. I'll get some text messages in. I got an Alabama voting for bad boy case number 4. We also have someone out trying to bag a deer, says definitely number 1 on the bad boys, although 2 is pretty bad. Here's a vote for bad boy number 2, the worst of the worst, even though they are juveniles, sad, sad. Another says number 2, the future serial killers. Yeah, there has been some connections between young people who torture and abuse animals later on moving into similar activities with humans, too. Here's one that says, things changed yesterday with the ducks. Saw hundreds flying south in Gaydon. That's from Bryce. There's going to be places and moments in time where there's going to be kind of an unusual spike in duck populations. But for the most part, when you get the big picture, it has really been down, and it's gone on now for a number of years. And hopefully we'll be able to get to the bottom of it and kick it around and maybe have something come out of it good to turn that around after we do our Ducks in Crisis show. That'll be coming up next month. Right after the duck season closes. All right, here's one says, I keep hearing about the lack of ducks. Man, Pearl River, WMA, is absolutely loaded with woodies and mallards. Maybe we're just lucky, but we have a ton. I have never heard of tons of mallards in the Pearl River. If you have found a spot in the Pearl River WMA loaded with mallard ducks, you are indeed extremely lucky. Wood ducks, they have historically been a good place to hunt wood ducks. And the population of wood ducks in the Pearl is pretty strong. Now, that is a non-migratory species. They live, breed, and die here in Louisiana for the most part. Some of those wood ducks do migrate, and they'll come down from up north, and they'll take up residence in the Pearl River, which boosts up the population during the hunting season. But if you can count on wood ducks being in there, but that really is not something that is managed on a continental-wide basis. But the mallards in Pearl River, that would be a shock to me. I'd love to see where that's taking place. All right, we got another vote for bad boys number 4. Let me run down these bad boy cases again for you. If you didn't get it, cast your vote. The number to call is 504-260-1870. You can vote by number or by case. Bad boy case number 1, the cop gone bad. Earlier this deer season, 28-year-old Javaria Pouncey, a Coushatta police officer, was cited for using his patrol car to take three unlicensed men. One of those three was a convicted felon with a firearm on a night hunting trip, resulting in the killing of an 8-point and a spike. It's generated thousands of dollars of fines and jail time. And the reason we picked this one is this breaks the trust of law enforcement, giving cops a bad name. Mr. Javaria Pouncey and his crew. That's case number one. Case number two, the case of the juvenile delinquent deer slayers. Now, there's four young people, and you can't mention their names by law because they are juveniles, but what they did over 3 years was committed 119 wildlife violations in the states of Indiana and Illinois. They slaughtered multiple deer. They were shooting them with lights, well, shooting with guns, using lights at night from trucks, also using their vehicles to run over some of them, stabbing them with knives, and kicking some of the animals to death. These guys definitely need some psychiatric help. That's bad boy number two. Number three, the turtle napper. Kang Juntao, 25 years old from China. He had a nationwide ring of smuggling going on. He was marketing turtles, 1,500 protective turtles valued at over $2.2 million. Got them in the United States, shipping them to Hong Kong. He is now in prison for 38 months, and they gave him the highest possible fine they could, which was a paltry $10,000. The rest of the money, I guess, is still in China. Boy, case number four, the case of the Big Chief Creep. 57-year-old Gene Ortner of Quapaw, Oklahoma, said he was an Indian spiritual counselor and used that to groom three minor female children in Indian country, committing sexual abuse against them. He was also found in possession of golden and bald eagle parts and has been described as a U.S. attorney who prosecuted him as a wolf in sheep's clothing. He was sentenced life in prison. $100,000 fine. That's bad boy number four. Cast your vote, 504-260-1870. We've got a break to take. We'll come back, tally up some of your votes. You can put some comments on there, too, if you like, and also tell you some good news for deer hunters on the CWD picture for the state of Louisiana. Back with that, more fishing reports coming your way, the stuff you and I love to talk about. Happy New Year's from the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we're getting text messages in, one from one of our regulars, Justin, in the Gentilly Refuge. Birds are active, but he hadn't seen a duck or a goose on ibis anyway. He said he's going to have a talk with the crows about that. Go get him, Justin. I got some more votes coming in for bad boy case number two, number four. Here's an interesting vote is one, which is the case of the cop gone bad, but number two is bad. Having lived in North Michigan, they regularly shine and tag deer, tagging deer, is laming them with a truck and then taking them. How sick is that? Going out at night with your headlights and trying to run over deer and cripple them and then get out and kill them. Obviously, that's what these juveniles were involved in. All right, cast your vote. 1-2-3-4-5-0-4-2-6-0-1-8-7-0. You're going to tell you about good news for Louisiana deer hunters, particularly those in North Louisiana, but really statewide. Back with that after we pause just 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has stepped up their chronic wasting disease testing, and that was in response to a recent detection of that disease in Union County, Arkansas, which is only 8 miles north of the Louisiana border near Morehouse and Union Parishes. Chronic wasting disease, if you're not familiar with it, there's been a lot of talk about it over the last few years. It is fatal in deer. It cannot be detected without the animal being killed. It resides in the spinal column and in the brain matter. And they have been asking deer hunters to participate in a deer testing effort. And you can have your deer tested. If you go on their website and look under CWD testing, you'll find the steps that are outlined there. You can get your deer tested absolutely free. As far as the testing in that area in Morehouse Parish and Union, they conducted results on 147 samples in Union and 70 in Morehouse, a total of 300 from those two parish areas over time, and glad to say not one case of CWD had been detected. It has been found in a number of states and a lot of our neighboring states. It's all around us. It's in Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And each of the states that border Louisiana, as of the 29th of December, just a couple of days ago, Statewide, there was 1,109 samples collected in 2021 and 13,000 since they began the program in 2002. And to date, not one case has been detected, and hopefully we can keep it that way. Remember, it is illegal to transport the head of a deer or the backbone with the spine in it, with the spinal cord in it. You have to have all the brain matter meat removed from a skull before you can bring it into the state. If you quarter the deer and bring it in, you're fine, but again, that's according to Louisiana law. In an effort to try to keep it out, I don't think Alabama has had a case yet either in Alabama. All right, something else that's going to be discussed at this Thursday's Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting is the flounder problem. According to biological studies, Louisiana's flounder population didn't meet the target in what they call a stock assessment, which is an idea of the number of fish, the healthy number of reproductive population. And when it gets below a certain level, it requires action by legislative regulations, and that happened. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries biologist Jason Adriant said that the current flounder declines are not a regional overfishing issue, which is what the argument is for speckled trout, that they're just being overfished. Overfishing, according to the biologists, is not the problem with flounder. It has more to do with factors involving reproduction and recruitment. So, and this is a quote, LDWF will put together management options document for the commission. The options will likely focus more on how to recover the stock in light of reproductive and recruitment issues and not overfishing related issues. Now, I don't know. It seems to me the two go hand in hand. How do you increase the reproduction and recruitment without reducing the number of fish that are removed? Perhaps maybe instituting seasons where they could keep the limit the same. Right now it's 10 flounder per person per day. Maybe zones, if there are areas where the fish are known to reproduce more than other areas, maybe they'll put some limit, some off-limits zones in. And then again, maybe they will put size and creel limits in. Going to be interesting to see. That will be on Thursday. They'll decide that at the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting in Baton Rouge. All right, we come back after this. We're going to head out west. Let's talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. They've had a pretty fair duck season, one of the bright spots, actually. We'll see if that's been continuing as they are now in the second split, and also check out the fishing in the Big Lake, Calcasieu, Hackberry area with Captain Kirk Stansel. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And on this New Year's Day, let's head on over to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk Stansel, who is probably just finishing off a good breakfast in the cafeteria there in the dining room and getting ready to head out to either the duck blind or the fishing hole. Captain Kirk, I got the picture right?
You got the picture right. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you two and the whole gang over there at Hackberry.
Thank you. And, I'm headed to the duck blind here this morning. We've been doing pretty good the last couple of days. There's a lot of widgeon, a lot of gadwall, and a few pintail and a few teal. I mean, the hunt has been real good the last 3 days.
Well, that is good because a lot of places are really hurting on the waterfowl, and you guys on the west end and down by the mouth of the river have been kind of the shining stars as far as waterfowl, so that's really good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, this warm weather, you know, we've still got a few ducks around.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
But we're having the wind. It's crazy. I mean, we weren't seeing many ducks. We had a tough year up till the last 3 days. And then, we had a lot of ducks move in the marsh. A lot of ducks that weren't there before. So, looking forward to this morning, and we have this big front coming through tonight, which really should be good tomorrow, too.
Yeah, should be really good out there today with that flying in ahead of that front and wind blowing good and all that kind of stuff. Should be a great day. Now, you're going to fish afterwards?
Not today. We're holding off today. It's supposed to be blowing. We got small craft advisories, 25 knot winds blowing. It's blowing hard right now, and so we're not going to go today.
Yeah. Update me on your flounder situation. You guys are known for being in an area with some pretty good flounder fishing, and this Thursday, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is going to offer the commission some options on doing something to restore the flounder population, and they say it's not based on overfishing, which they say is the problem with speckled trout, but it's the no reproduction and recruitment. I don't know how you improve that without cutting back on the take of the fish. Maybe some seasons being put in when they're breeding more, or maybe some zones being outlawed. How's the flounder been by you? Because you guys have been known for good flounder fishing.
The flounder fishing's been good. We've had a good year. There's been plenty of flounder. The flounder, you know, last year we didn't have much flounder run in the fall. It happened in the winter, late winter and early spring. And now this year it's been good all year round. Now the run's pretty much over with for now, and I look for the flounder to pick back up, you know, come late winter, spring, and like they normally do. But we've had plenty of numbers. But I tell you, one thing I think needs to be addressed is the commercial harvest of them. You know, it's supposedly you can only keep flounder as a bycatch. Well, these guys, you know, you've been over here seeing these butterfly barges these guys put out. Well, they, when the shrimp run slows down, that's kind of when the flounder run starts, and these guys are modifying those nets, and they're catching thousands of pounds a night of flounder. It's pretty insane what they're doing.
Yeah, well, it's not just over in that area of the state where it goes on, too. But, you know, flounders are kind of a weird fish. I don't think they really know a whole lot about them. They actually spawn well offshore.
In the winter.
There's been some argument that, you know, that core exit that they poured to dissipate the oil, you know, from the oil spill actually affected their breeding population. I don't know if there's any evidence to back that up.
I don't either. I know that they do, though. This is the time of year they go out to spawn. And that's why you get that fall run down the ship channel here. They're headed offshore to do their deal, and then they'll come back. But, you know, you're right. Nobody knows a whole lot about flounder. I don't think there haven't been many studies on it.
What is the biggest flounder you guys have caught there?
A little over 9 pounds.
Ooh, that is a,
that's a big one.
You know, I think that's the one fish most people overestimate the weight. You know, they think it's big, but you get an actual true to life 9 pound on the scale flounder. That is a
yes,
big
it was.
Fish.
It looked like a small halibut. It was a monster.
Yeah, they're great fish to catch and great fish to eat. Well, glad
no
things are going
it.
On. Good. We got a trip coming up in a couple of weeks. Miss Louisiana is
right.
going to be coming down there with us, and we're going to hopefully shoot a few ducks and maybe catch a few fish, and people can see it on Bayou Wild TV. We'll have our film crew with us. If somebody wants to get down there and get the jump on us and book a trip with you guys, tell them how to get a hold of you, Kurt.
Okay, Don. Toll free, 888-762-3391. Hackberry Rod and Gun is our website, spelloutland.com.
And I highly recommend the breakfasts there. They are excellent.
The food's good.
All right, Kirk. Have a good one. And, again, happy new year to you and the crew. All righty.
Thank you, Don. Happy new year to you and your crew.
Gotcha. Captain Kirk Stansel, okay. Hackberry Rod and Gun. We call him Captain Kirk. You hear the music? Sound familiar? Yeah, it sounds familiar to me. All right, coming back, got lots of text messages in to share with you, and we may or may not hear from Darryl Carpenter. We'll find out next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we get our reports on the Grand Isle-Leeville area. Central portion of the coastal of Louisiana is from Captain Darryl Carpenter. He operates RealScreamers.com. I've been involved heavily in the rebuilding and the restoration of Grand Isle. He's taking a little break during the holidays, but he'll be getting back to it right after that. Captain Darryl, what's the latest on the Grand Isle area down there as far as infrastructure and fishing?
Probably the only development on the infrastructure side, Don, is, you know, we were all worried whenever they brought in that temporary, what they call that temporary power on those mega generators. Well, they developed a problem with one of the generators over the last couple of days. And I think all day yesterday, parts of the island were without electricity. And I don't think they're projected to get it back until sometime late today. They had to bring in they had a problem with the existing generator and had to truck in hot shot a new one in, of course, on New Year's. So it's going to be probably later today before that new generator gets to Grand Isle. So other than that, I mean, it's been fairly regular, fairly steady. But, you know, anytime you're on that temporary generator power, you can expect some hiccups, because if one little thing mechanical goes down, then there's not a whole lot of fail-safe or a whole lot of backup to go to. So parts of the island will be without electricity, and the last update I saw was through today. But other than that, it's been just coasting along on the holidays. The fishing's been really good. the trout have, you know, with this warm weather, we're still talking trout, whereas usually this time of the year we're strictly sheephead and redfish. But they, you know, the day is getting shorter and shorter, even though we're still at 80 degree temperatures. Those trout have started making a lot of them move north. So a lot of the trout catches have been starting to migrate to the north, either right behind the island, or you're going to have to stick, you know, go up there and stick in some marsh pockets that are going to protect you from that hard south wind. And then, of course, later tonight, by daybreak tomorrow, everything's going to switch. It's going to be a day or two, or day or two of, if you want to fish, more than likely the side of the road's going to be the place to be with all the weather that we're going to have. And then after that, you let it calm down a little bit. Looks like it's going to moderate. We'll be right back to starting to catch some speckled trout and or, you know, it might be time to start making that transition to the sheephead and redfish after this one.
Got it. Darryl, at the time, you used to run quite a bit offshore. For people that, you know, right now snap is closed down and there's probably not a lot of activity going offshore, but the lump season is not far away, and there are some people who come down to fish the lump, bring their boats. What can you tell them about what Grand Isle will be ready to handle when that lump season gets here?
Well, it should be, Don. I know that they're working religiously. They're working trying to get the steady, you know, electric feed run from the Fouchon area. I guess a lot of it, our biggest question is going to be infrastructure. It's going to depend on how many construction projects, you know, the stuff like the electrical lines, the big construction projects, the restoration type stuff when it comes to dredging some of the sand out of the bay and stuff. Because the one thing that Grand Isle is a little short on is hotel motel rooms. So it's going to depend on how active these federal contracts are and these recovery contracts are. More than likely, you're going to need to, you know, it's going to be a time where the camps that did survive, the Airbnbs are going strong. Some of the campgrounds, a lot of people are adding camper spaces. So there's going to be a glut of them. But, you know, finding that $129 a night hotel room to stay in for a night or two is probably going to be your biggest challenge. I would imagine, you know, it's going to be an economic thing as to how often the marinas are open. Because it's a which comes first, the chicken or the egg. You know, the marinas are not keeping long hours like they're accustomed to right now simply because the people aren't there. You know, it's all workers. They're 5:30 in the afternoon. They're off. They're gone, you know, and they're looking to lay their head down somewhere. So, you know, what the hours are going to be, I guess, is going to determine by the crowds that show up. When the demand starts showing up, you'll find that they'll start stocking more bait. They'll start staying open later so you can get their fuel at the end of the day. But that's going to be a wait-and-see kind of thing, you know, just see how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could, maybe over the next few weeks, if you can just kind of accumulate a list of what is available, I think that's going to be the key for the people that are coming down to fish, you know, for the offshore lump season. That's what they're going to need to make sure they've got before they head down this way. Well, Darryl, thanks so much.
Let's not forget those wahoo, because even though I used to love those tuna, man, that wahoo season is fixing to bust wide open, and it's going to be great.
It should be right here. Boy, what a great fish that is. All right, Darryl, thanks so much. Happy New Year, my friend. We appreciate it, and hopefully realscreamers.com will be back soon. If you're booking trips, tell people how to get you.
Well, they can find me at your website, the realscreamers.com, or 225-937-6288. You know, it's a shame we hadn't done that in so long. I stuttered on it.
You'll be doing it a lot in 2022, I'm hoping. Thanks, Darryl. Happy New Year to you and the family. We'll see you next week.
Have a good day, Don.
All righty. When we come back, let's see. We got people want to vote for the baddest of the bad. I got duck talk. I got air rifle using for deer. We got a lot of questions to answer. We got more fishing reports, more hunting reports, the stuff you and I love to talk about. And we got it coming up right after the top of the hour break on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.